I never been more disinterested in basketball. Just winning. That's why I tell people I like the underdog story, but the referees just feel like I feel like they got too much control right now. Like it's like whatever they want to go on. 38 free throws for the Celtics. What? That's like James Harden type is. Like,
yeah.
He used to get that in the regular season. They like, oh, we don't allow that in playoffs. We gonna let him play. That's not letting nobody play 38 free throws. I'd rather talk football, though. Let's talk some divisions.
I'm gonna eat you alive in football, bro. Basketball?
Really not. Really not, bro.
Bro, I'm a bro. You keep going for
bro, it. Bro, I don't understand. You I don't keep understand. Doing like, it, bro, basketball is not my thing like football is.
It really
like,
is, know, like, bro. It really
wait,
is.
How? Is
bro,
it?
Bro,
is
bro, it? It really is. Bro, it really is.
How?
I mean, it's more your thing than football. I'm going to tell you how? That. Because in football, you ain't got no chance.
How? The last time, remember, bro. The last time the last time you and I got into it about the Colts and the Niners, bro. You was trying
bro,
to.
Bro,
really,
do we have to bring that back up?
Yeah, we do, because you was like, really trying to diss the Niners.
No, actually, do we really have to bring back up the schedule? Like when the last time y'all beat us again? You want to keep bringing up that combo,
bro?
Like
y'all not better than us, but y'all not better than us.
Do we really have to keep talking about it? Like, when are y'all gonna beat us?
When are y'all gonna make the playoffs again?
It does not matter who's at QB. We win.
When are y'all gonna make the playoffs again? Like,
bro, we missed 1 year, bro.
I'm just saying, bro. Y'all got this really good ass team. Number one running back.
Okay, so you saying
Michael Pittman?
Are you saying that?
Y'all should.
Okay,
y'all should. I mean, you want me to be honest?
Yeah, I want you to be bold. I want you to give me a
bold. It's not bold. It's not bold. Y'all should have won the division last year.
I mean,
y'all
should have won the division last year. But why didn't we?
Bro, hold on. I just want to say before I answer that question, y'all not winning the division this year would be a huge disappointment. Huge, huge.
I feel like our division got a little better, bro.
How? Yeah. How? AJ Brown is gone. Ryan Tannehill, they drafted his replacement. Like I'm just saying, like, and then the Jaguars.
I mean, what about the Jaguars?
It's the Jaguars.
About the talent? Trevor Lawrence,
really,
he's no bum.
Really, you.
Trevor Lawrence is a bum.
I think you're trying to really like make the case. I think you're trying to make the case that your division isn't soft, and it is. It's one of the softest, if not the softest, division in football right now. Like Trevor Lawrence is the second year still unproven.
I don't know about the
The Texans.
The Texans is what?
There, bro. You telling me they not a dub? As well as they played against some of those teams last year, they not a dub.
Is it an easy dub?
Yes. The Lions aren't an easy dub. But
I feel like the Texans and the Lions are kind
of. I feel like the Lions would beat the Texans like 28-13. I don't think the Texans
last year.
Yeah, if we're going based off last year, now if we're going
this
into
year?
This season, if we're going into this season, okay. But if we want to go talk based on this all going into this season. The Lions, they did get better, bro.
They got better.
The Texans got a little better, but I still see the Texans.
But what about the Jaguars? And all right, Jaguars, Texans, Titans.
Christian Kirk.
Titans still have Derrick Henry, Corey Davis.
Corey Davis is in New York.
My bad. Jets.
Yeah.
Nobody else. I don't know who's on the team.
I'll be honest. The tight end is Fursker. Like, I think Josh Reynolds is over there.
They have a good line, though. They have a great line, actually. They have a great line. I'm not going to
run. They have a great running offensive line.
Great running. Yeah, not so much pass defense.
And they got Robert Woods now. if I'm correct.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's true.
So that would be good for the run game. And if they decide to bench Ryan Tannehill, which I believe they will at some point this season, that's my bold take I'll get into.
Yeah, I feel like they should.
Then Malik Willis will have a good, reliable target in Woods.
I don't really choose QB so much off their attitude. I usually like the competitiveness, but the way that he, you know, a lot of quarterbacks don't say like, oh, nah, I'm not his mentor. Like, he's got to come in and like,
I mean, I'll be honest with you. To me, a very small part of me, feels you on that, because like if I was being sentimental about it, I'd be like, yeah, that's messed up. But a lot of me, the football side of me, which is a very, very big part, is like, okay, I feel you on that. You ain't got to mentor this dude, but he is your replacement and he is going to be better than you. All right, straight up, Ryan Tannehill, you're not that.
Mentoring your replacement, don't look at it as that way. Like, you would have looked at it as a different way. Like, you know, like, I feel like he just looked at it as, oh, you guys bringing this guy in. Like, okay, yes, they're bringing him in, okay. That means that you got, okay, 2-3 more
step
years.
Use it up. No. You said 2-3. No, you got 1 to 2 years tops.
No, that's what I'm saying. But show them that you got a little more, you know, in the tank. Like, you know, okay, you guys want to bring in my replacement? Let me show you. Rodgers did that. Like, Jordan Love got drafted.
Okay.
That's
a good example. Situation
wise, yeah. I'm not talking about talent. Situation wise. Like, you know, when they brought in Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers like, okay. Like, you wanna all right. He didn't say like, oh, I'm gonna demand a trade, or I'm not mentoring Jordan Love. He didn't say anything about mentoring Jordan Love. He just like, all right, I'm going to training camp. Like, he didn't want to go into training camp, actually. I ain't gonna say, like, he just went, but he eventually went into training camp and he just handled his business. Now he paid. Tannehill wanna make comments and stuff. It's a rookie. Like, come on, man. Your comments mean nothing. Hey, look, the Cardinals, no D Hop. They looked bad last year with no D Hop. They look real bad. And is JJ still on the team? Yeah, nah. Pass rush not the same. No Chandler. Yeah, nah.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
I don't know about that. No Chandler.
We still got that.
Hollywood Brown. That's it.
Y'all AJ Green.
Small.
AJ Green. Didn't they?
AJ Green. He had got.
But did they? Wait, hold on. Rondell Moore.
No,
Zach Ertz.
Your guy.
Zach Ertz.
No, Christian Kirk. That was your guy.
No, that's your guy. Christian Kirk was your guy.
No, I didn't.
Dude, I sit here and lie to everybody.
Bro, you
are
showing out now. Now you showing out, bro. You want him out.
Do you remember the receivers? Marquise Brown, Keenan Allen, and Chris Godwin. I wanted one of those. You think I wanted Christian Kirk out of all?
Bro.
No, bro. I was going to the championship, and I only wanted hitters. He's not a hitter. He was hitter.
He was not going to the championship. That's why he didn't go, bro.
All right, bro.
He wasn't going.
He didn't make the playoff.
Watch your projections, bro. I'm gonna really stay up for the draft. I'm gonna be sober as fuck too. I'm not nothing that day. All right? I'm only draft. I'm treating it like it's real. Fuck that. I'm treating it like it's real NFL. Like, no. I keep falling asleep on the draft. It's cool. I ain't doing it this year. He was like, oh, yeah, I will GM that shit up. I damn near made it. It's all right.
Bro, it's all good.
Man, stop it. I don't even. Y'all.
All good. My shit. Bro, I fell asleep too. Remember? I fell asleep
at
too.
At the back end, I didn't
know. No. I fell asleep for the first 6 rounds. I woke up in the middle of my draft. My shit was like, whoa, six rounds gone.
I didn't pick nobody. my computer actually picked pretty solid. I ain't gonna lie. Like, for it to be the computer, they actually, you know, they didn't hold me out.
Hold on, real quick. Tell me what you think about. Tell me what you think about my top five wide receivers going into the 2022 NFL season. And I get it, real quick. The list is purposely disrespectful because
I was about to say my boys that was hurt, but it's all right.
It's not that, bro. It's
just D-Hop, man.
D-Hop is okay, but bro, it's productivity, and I'm talking about going into this season. You feel me? And he got to come back, and he's not even gonna play the first seven games. He got suspended. So at this point, I can't even put you on top.
I'm so mad that he took that L. Like he was gonna appeal it at first, but then he just took the L. I'm so mad about that.
But my top five.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only thing I would do is
let me put it out there.
You're talking about going into this season, okay?
Yeah.
You can't be biased about anything prior. Am I correct? Prior. You can't say, you know, he wasn't doing this and that, correct? You're saying going into this season. You know, you can't, you know.
Okay, but it's biased. My top five. It's my top five. It's my top five.
Well, yeah. I'm saying, but you're saying going into this season, correct? So
I'm saying going into this season, but those aren't my parameters.
What's your parameters?
First things first. Listen,
you got to tell me your whole criteria, and then I can adjust if I need to.
Okay. I got you. Okay, obviously numbers and production. I'm gonna call that the same thing. Feel me? That's the same thing. Let's throw one of your words in there. Impact. Impact. Okay. consistency. That's where we both like to use.
Mm-hmm.
Eye test, and
what do you consider eye test?
And this is the one
that's
I really
a big
wanna,
one. That's a big
is,
one.
Yeah, eye test. This is when I say eye test. I'm basically saying. Because I'm not gonna just be like, oh, you're a top five receiver because you're number one. No, you're a top receiver.
Because you're big.
No, not because you're big. Because Jamar Chase, I mean, he only 6'1", or 6'2". You know, you don't gotta be a monster.
No, you got it right.
But yeah. When I say eye test, I mean, you know, when I watch you on film on tape, you know, you don't just strike fear into somebody's heart. You feel me? Like every play you make an impact. Every play they gotta worry about you. Every play they gotta put a guy or two on you, or somebody is. You feel me? I think you get what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, like they got a game plan for you. You know what I'm saying? Like you even on plays you don't get the ball, you breaking somebody down, you get open. Like the quarterback may not see you. You know what I'm saying? Like you're obviously that guy. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like you're obviously that dude.
Okay, like, so name your top five again.
Okay. Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs,
in Devo's, no order.
No, this is the order.
Okay.
Keep it real.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, so Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, Debo Samuel, Justin Jefferson, and Jamar Chase.
Okay, so all of them passed the eye test, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And Debo Samuel, number three, as a wide receiver, not as a dual back. Correct?
You're saying
wide receivers. I'm just saying they don't line up in the backfield.
Yeah, but not only does versatility matters, Debo and a name that I obviously left off here was Cooper Kupp. Like Cooper Kupp has taken.
That's why I was about to slide him in there. Hold on.
I was about to say because Cooper Kupp is somebody who was taking the ball out of the backfield, taking handoffs out of the backfield.
That's where I was getting at. Thank you.
I'm not saying you're a receiver, but that doesn't negate your versatility. Like Tyreek Hill can take the ball out of the backfield if he wanted to.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So look, now I'm gonna name my top five. Thank you for naming three of my top five, you know, because you named the versatility now. You know, I no disrespect to the rookie, Ja'Marr Chase, you know, rookie.
Right.
He had a hell of a season. But nobody was game planning for a rookie because you don't know, you know? But
okay.
Let me name my top five.
Okay.
Davante Adams, of course. Actually, you said going into the season, correct?
Yep.
All right, so look. Going into the season, I'm going to say. Hey, you know what? I'm going to give it to JJ.
Whoa. This Tyler. The order? This the order?
This the order. Whoa. Tyreek. Actually, hold on. Cooper Kupp. Tyreek. Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, that's tough. Thinking about a lot of people right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where you got probably kind of. That's why you mentioned Cooper Kupp. You like, yeah, I mentioned him, but it's like, eh.
I'll tell you why I didn't put him on my top five.
Yeah, tell me why after. Hold on. I'm gonna tell you why I left a few people off my mind. Man, that's tough, bro. I want to go Debo, but it's like, is he gonna? Is like, where are you gonna be at?
To me, the reason why I put Debo on my top five is what he can do with this. What he can do with the ball.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm choosing versatility. But where are you gonna? Like, are you gonna? Like, you know, are you gonna show? He talking about he don't want to be the wide back and all that no more. But it's like.
But I'm trying to tell you, it's not about him playing running back and receiver. It's about what he does with the ball and his hands after he gets the ball. Even rack. At receiver.
Well, I mean, we call it rack, but I'm
receiver. I'm talking about it doesn't matter. Yeah. Even after a touch, it could be a handoff, it could be a shovel pass. It doesn't matter. Like,
you're saying he's 50.
I'm saying he just gains yards. He doesn't shift people, he runs through people. Like you've seen Debo play. Like he doesn't go down easy, you know? So he led all receivers in run after catch.
It's not run after. That's why I was trying to say yards after catch.
There we go.
But yeah, it's Debo. And you know what? Let me tell you who I feel like is gonna have a breakout season.
CD.
No. Damn, CD is a good. That's a good one. But no. I don't feel like CD is going to have a breakout because people going to start doubling him now. Since he wanted to be the number one option. And there's nobody to really take the pressure off of CD Lamb anymore.
You don't like Gallup?
Gallup might be, he might be more of a quote unquote, you know, that underrated target. He might be that underrated pickup. But no, I do like Gallup, but they definitely gonna be doubling CD. They like Gallup too, but they gonna be doubling CD. They know who trying to have a breakout season.
So who in your top five? Give me your top five.
All right, let me get it again. Yeah. I love the play. Really, man?
Because listen, I ain't gonna. When I made my top five, I looked at some numbers. You know, like when I put this list together,
yeah, I was like, man, I gotta really like.
Not only did I look at the numbers, I looked at the team.
That was really no order, to be honest for me. That was no order.
Let me tell you why I left. Then while you're going ahead and thinking about, it, let me tell you why I left Cooper Kupp out of my top five. So Davante Adams, he's argued like, and I'll go receiver, like I'll go one by one here. Davante Adams, he's arguably been the best receiver in football for the last 2 years. You could say maybe 3 years. So there's
no like most of that is Aaron Rodgers though. That's why I got
no, I don't feel like spot. Most of that. Excuse me, I'm sorry to cut you off. I don't feel like most of that is Aaron Rodgers because we saw what Cooper Kupp did when he was force fed the ball by Matthew Stafford, and even though Davante Adams was Rodgers' guy. And the discrepancy between targets,
like he's gonna be force fed on the Raiders.
Not just that, but I mean, you know, you and I, we watch Davante Adams. We've seen what he does to people. Like, we've seen what he does, what he's done to DBs at the line of scrimmage against press coverage.
He got right, so, and his route running is crazy.
And his hands. And his hands. Yeah. So that's why. That's why, like, you know, like, Davante, he passes the eye test, the numbers, it's all there. Like, it's all there. So.
So most of yours is kind of like off the eye test. So if Julio has a great season with the Colts, say he gets signed with the Colts or someone or something, you know, and you know Julio always passed your eye test. So
Julio has been that man since day one. Well, you feel me? Like he was getting triple teamed. What? How many other receivers you know getting triple teamed?
Yeah. I just want to know. Calvin Johnson.
I'm just saying in this generation, like
Calvin Johnson.
Oh well, okay. Yeah, my it's been so long since I've seen him play, bro. I'm sorry, like it's been a long time. Like I feel like it was so long ago. Like for real, I'm mad about that too. Like,
that's bad. You should never get triple team. I don't know about that one. Like that don't. Hey, when I tell people all the time, if two people cannot stop that man, you penalty that man. Like you take him out to play. Like you, three people is not gonna take him out to play.
Right.
Like that don't work. Never. That's okay. Weak.
Okay.
But go ahead.
So also, the reason Stephon Diggs number two. Here's why Stephon Diggs is number two.
Ooh.
Stephon Diggs is number two because
did I put Stephon in my shit?
You didn't. That's what I mean. You didn't. Here's why Stephon Diggs is number two.
Stephon Diggs is number three for me.
Okay, well, here's why he's number two for me. And I know I'm going back a little far, but just follow me here. So Stephon Diggs on the Vikings, when he was on the Vikings, him and Thielen were top 10 receivers. That was the year before he left. Mm-hmm. He went to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Like, clearly he went to Buffalo to be the number one receiver, and he shined ever since. Even though his numbers weren't as good last year as the year before, he still graded out as a top three receiver against. I think he was the best receiver against single coverage this season. If I'm not mistaken, it was him, Chase, and Justin Jefferson that plays a big part. Like, yeah, the numbers play a big part too, not just the eye test, but you and I have seen Stephon Diggs and what he does to people at the line of scrimmage. Great hands, great. With the thing and the difference between, I just want to just nitpick a little bit here with Diggs and Davante. Like Davante, he's great no matter what route he runs. Like he could literally do it all. Stephon, he can do it all too, but he's more of an intermediate route runner, like short and intermediate route runner, and he really excels there. Great possession receiver, great hands, but
I gotta disagree with you with that. I feel like Davante with the intermediate routes is more like, you know, he got more of the saucy footwork. Diggs is more of a like deep threat. Like
what? You think Diggs is the more?
I feel like he can do it like more moves, like to get deeper. You know, like he got more of the like intermediate.
Okay, you know what? Like you know footwork. What? You know what? No. You're right. You're right. To get deeper, on a post route. Yeah, you're right.
Davante, he'll break you down. Like he'll get like separation, then he'll get the yards at the catch. You know,
to be honest, they both cold. Like they both do the same thing. I'm not saying. Go ahead.
I'll still take Davante. Is what I'm saying. But
honestly, to me, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. It's a toss up. I think it's a toss up. Yeah, Stephon, Davante, and D Hop were to just stay on the field. Those three guys to me are the epitome of what an NFL receiver is supposed to be in the NFL. But
you remember Jalen Ramsey said D Hop was the hardest receiver to guard, and I can show you that if you didn't remember that.
I think I do remember that.
Yeah, nah, they was talking about each other. They like, yeah, you still the hardest receiver to guard, but I can still lock you up. They was talking shit about each other.
I gotta see that.
Yeah, nah, yeah, it's like they had like kind of like a versus, you know. He's like, that's what you call a head top. That's when he did the little catch over the four dudes, you know, the little Hail Mary.
Yeah,
that's when they did that little interview shit. But I'm sending it to you. I got you.
For sure.
Number
three.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Number three. Mm-hmm. Number three, Deebo Samuel. Like, okay, look, I understand that a lot of you guys would think there's a little biased in here, but here's why. Here's my defense against bias, or against anyone who would think that anyone who would think this is biased.
No Deebo.
And you can say, oh, Deebo just broke out last year.
I'm not putting Deebo at three.
I get what you said. I get what you said. But a lot of people will say, oh, Deebo just broke out last year. You can make the case that that was the same thing for Cooper Kupp, honestly. If you want to look at the numbers and the eye test, the year before last year, Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods had literally identical numbers ending that season. And they were literally the same kind of receiver, possession receivers. And Cooper Kupp is better in the slot. Let's be honest. Cooper Kupp is not an X receiver. He's a slot receiver. He just plays the X because he – I ain't gonna lie. I have a lot of respect for Cooper Kupp's footwork at the line of scrimmage. Like, bro, especially in the slot.
You can't say Cooper Kupp isn't an X receiver because Robert Woods was more in the slot position to block. He is more of the blocking wide receiver than Cooper Kupp.
Woods was in the slot more to block? I thought Woods was on the outside more to block.
He was on the outside, but I'm saying, like, in terms of, like, when they needed a blocking scheme, they wouldn't put Cooper Kupp in that position. Like, they would put Robert Woods right there.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, that's, yeah, to block.
I mean, not like that, but, you know.
Do you think Cooper Kupp is an X receiver? Like, does he give you
he developed into kind of a, you know, he could kind of be a number one receiver, but he's kind of still, yeah, he could kind of be a number one.
Like, yeah, you see how I'm not saying anything about you. I'm saying this is what makes the argument for me, because when you be like, yeah, he could kind of be like that right there, just lets me know that no one, when you look at Cooper Kupp when he plays, you don't believe he's a number one. And when you look at Justin,
you know what? You can't say when he plays because he actually gets yards at the catch. Like,
no, he does.
It's not like he catches the ball, short routes, long routes. He still gets yards at the catch.
No, he's a great receiver. No. Don't get me wrong. He's a great receiver. But
You know what?
Okay.
I would take him over any of the Colts receivers right now.
Of course. No offense. So he's an
X. So he's an X.
Okay, but check this out though. That season I was just talking about where Woods and Kupp had identical numbers, Woods was the X receiver that season. And then coming into this season, Cooper Kupp wasn't the X until Woods. Definitively, Cooper Kupp wasn't the X until Woods got hurt. And then after that, Cooper Kupp was definitively the X. And then on top of that, now they have Allen Robinson, who has been a career X receiver. He is a definitive number one wide receiver. He's done it with bad quarterbacks. Now he has a good quarterback. There is no way you're telling me. And on top of that, I'm sorry, but before last season, no one was saying Cooper Kupp was better than Allen Robinson. I for sure wasn't saying that. So now you can't get me to believe on the same team that Cooper Kupp is better than Allen Robinson, especially after a season where I don't care what anybody says about triple crown this, triple crown that. Look at the targets. Matthew Stafford, force fed.
Nah, it's about Cooper Kupp,
bro.
He
led the league in interceptions in the back half of the season, force feeding Cooper Kupp. Teams knew the game plan was to get the ball to Cooper Kupp, and he was still forcing the ball to Cooper Kupp. You cannot tell me that's not inflation. Those numbers aren't inflated. You can't tell me those numbers are not inflated. There's no way. I'm sorry. It's just not. It just. That's why I don't see my triple crown. Bro, triple crown, Mister. Like,
man, like, come on, bro. You acting like anybody can do that or something. Like, Michael Thomas got force fed. He didn't do it. Like, come on, bro. Stop saying it like it's easy. But that aside, like, come on, man. Like, you mean to tell me that Cooper Kupp is not going to be the X when Matthew Stafford is more comfortable and he knows, like,
oh,
Bro, hold on.
Oh, no, go ahead. Please.
Yeah, because that's like saying, like,
all no, he year... is. I just want to say, I agree. Like, no, he is going to be the X because, yeah, Cooper Kupp has been in that system for years. And this...
Exactly.
However, and I'm not refuting anything that you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, Allen Robinson is the X receiver talent wise, and I don't see how denigrating him to a number two role is going to help. I don't see, like, Cooper Kupp is better when he's not the X receiver. Like,
let me ask you another question now. Mm-hmm. Is OBJ talent wise better than Cooper Kupp
right now, or before
all them injuries? Like, is talent wise
before the first New York injury, or like
not the New York? I mean, obviously.
Okay, so like when he got.
I mean, when he got there, like, talent wise, like, you know, he was, you know.
He was
still at the back end, right?
I don't think Odell's talent warranted him being the X receiver. No, when he got there, no, I don't think so.
Allen Robinson has now been hurt. He was not, I mean, he wasn't playing full season, you know? He was hurt on the same injury as Odell. Not the same amount of time, but he was hurt on the same injury as Odell. So, you warrant him as the same, you know, caliber player as, you know, oh, dang, he got a new quarterback. Now he can, you know? That's how I felt with Odell, but it's like, you can't feel that way. Because of injury.
Mm.
But they're still going to produce.
Can I interject right there?
Go ahead.
Because, you know, I'm a big fan of Allen Robinson, so.
I love, no, I, you know.
But you know, no. You know I'm a big fan of Allen Robinson.
I know. You was a fan, but I liked Kevin White better.
Okay, but I'm talking
like
about...
I felt like he should have made it better. Okay. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm talking about before he got to the Bears. Like, I remember when
Kevin,
I said...
Hey,
remember,
nah, he was right. He was with Kevin White. Kevin White was hurt, though.
When Allen Robinson was on the Jaguars, he was a 1,000-yard receiver. He tore his ACL. He came back from the ACL tear, continued to be a 1,000-yard receiver with bum quarterbacks, and his only down year was last year with Justin Fields. That is what I'm
saying. Who is his quarterback?
Justin Fields. Oh, before that. my bad.
What?
I think Nick Foles played a little bit. Andy Dalton.
Is a bum?
Hold on. Okay, Nick Foles, come on, bro.
He got a ring.
Come on, bro.
I'm just asking.
Okay. I'll come back to Nick Foles. Hold on. Andy Dalton, bum. The Jaguars ain't never had a good quarterback.
A lot of people be defending him. I got to look up his numbers. I'm not going to say nothing about that.
He's a bum.
I didn't like him either. But
Mitchell Chuboo-Boo, right? And don't say he led him to a playoff game because we all know that defense was top five. And then...
Mitch was solid that year.
No! He was solid on me. I remember
that year, though.
Wait, you said who was?
Allen.
Allen had a 1,000-yard season. Solid. No, Allen was great. Mitchell was solid. No, Allen is great. Like, Cooper Kupp has never been as consistently great as Allen Robinson has been before and after his ACL tear, and neither has Odell. I'm sorry, Odell was productive.
Don't try and compare, bro.
Hold on. Okay, let's compare.
Over Allen Robinson.
I'm taking Allen post ACL tears. I'm taking Allen Robinson over Odell.
Are you talking about post?
Post ACL tears, I'm taking Allen Robinson over.
You're only talking about right now.
Okay.
I'm taking Browns Odell over Allen.
Hell no.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield, bro. Are you serious?
I'm taking Allen Robinson over that, bro. Hey, that's a good debate, though.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield. What the fuck?
But you know, Allen Robinson has had bums. Allen Robinson ain't had no bro. This is a Matthew Stafford is the best quarterback Allen Robinson will have ever played with.
Eli Manning throwing passes, bro. The back end, and then fucking Mayfield after that. Like, are you serious? Like, you want to talk about quarterbacks? That boy went to broadcasting after that.
How many, bro? We can't even name the quarterbacks he had in Jacksonville. Oh, like Blake Bortles. Wait, bro, Blaine Gabbert. Like, we don't even know.
You was on miss you nuts, bro. You was on miss you.
What?
You was on miss you mania. You was on miss you mania.
What proof you got? What'd I say?
Hey, look, hey, man, that's what I got. We need to post screenshots now. That's what I got. I'm going to just post it in the chat.
Hell no, I wasn't on Miss You Mania.
They're going to be like, oh, man, yeah, I remember seeing
that. Allen Robinson wasn't even there for Miss You Mania.
Oh, my God.
Allen Robinson wasn't even there for Miss You Mania, so don't even bring that up. That's one, too. I was not on the Miss You Mania.
Hey, look, you starting to name names.
Not on the Miss You Mania. Watch out, bro.
Look at him.
Allen Robinson over out. There. Allen Robinson has been a consistent receiver his entire career. Odell Beckham has not been a consistent receiver. Sorry, bro. That's just how it's been. You feel me? Hey, Rob, it's better than Cooper Kupp, too. Like, that's just how it is. He's the best receiver on that team right now. Like, Allen Robinson. Without a shadow of a doubt, he's the best receiver on that team. There's no question. No question. He's been doing it with bums his whole career. But anyway, let me get to number four on my list.
Like Justin Fields, bro.
I do like Justin Fields.
Exactly, so. Like, what's I'm confused.
But he had a terrible season. And that really hurt. Did he not?
Bro, that's the same thing you said about everybody that came. Bro, you said I like him. Like, come on, man.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Bro, you like Minshew, bro.
Oh,
he was Minshew mania.
No, bro.
That was his 1,000-yard season, bro.
Bro, it's a lot of things you say I'll be saying. I'll be having to go back and remind you I didn't say. That's crazy.
Go ahead. You can't find that one.
I didn't say that. Like, I mean,
you can't find it.
Why was I like? Unless I mean, he wasn't even. He wasn't even. He wasn't even. He wasn't even on my fantasy team. He wasn't even on my. He wasn't even on my fantasy team. Like, why would I be talking about? I don't even like.
I wasn't on your what?
I said he wasn't even on my fantasy team. Like, why would I like? Why I'm not interested in the Jaguars, like at all. Like, what? Minshew mania. I ain't need no quarterback or nothing. I had Justin Herbert. What?
This previous year, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the year before that, man, listen, bro, I don't remember. Bro.
Yeah, forget that.
You just be saying shit, bro.
Man, you, bro. Stop it.
Anyway, number four, Justin Jefferson.
You know I like my boy from the L.
Bro, he built on a really good rookie campaign. A great second year, and he made dudes in single covers look foolish. Like, if not for Kirk Cousins, honestly, like let's say Russell Wilson was throwing him the ball. Oh my goodness, Justin Jefferson, man, we would have been talking about him as a top three receiver in the league. You know, and he's in a run heavy scheme.
He was. But then they started running that thing.
He still performed in a run heavy scheme. He had great nuts. Let me pull up.
Remember, what's the other guy? The backup. You remember? Dalvin Cook went out. McKinnon or something.
Alexander Madison.
There we go. Yeah. Hey, I picked him up. I don't know how I didn't know, but on me. Yeah, that man. He picked it. That's what I'm saying. They a run heavy scheme. Besides that. I agree with you on me, like.
All right, 108 receptions, 1,600 yards, like yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Like hell no.
That's crazy. Yeah, number four for sure. And then Ja'Marr Chase, I get it. He's a rookie. Like, you feel me? Why are you mad, bro? 81. Listen,
I like Jamar, bro. Only it's LSU, bro. It's LSU all bro, the way, bro.
He averaged 18 yards a catch.
I know, but it's like rookie, bro. Like,
13 touchdowns.
I know, but bro, you got to understand, no film.
You can't deny that, Joe. You can't deny that, Joe Burrow. You can't deny that, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase. You can't deny it, though. Can't deny it, bro. To the Super Bowl. Hey, look. How many rookie receivers make it to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's crazy. I ain't going to lie.
That's a good question. How many rookie receivers make their way to the Super Bowl just by having that kind of impact on their team? 1,455 yards receiving on only 81 receptions and 13 touchdowns. So it's three more than Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, no, I ain't gonna lie, that's crazy.
And I get it. Cooper Kupp had a great season. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cooper Kupp had an outstanding season. If I'm being 145 receptions.
Hey, look. Next time I'm gonna have my boy playoff stats for you. Because I love my boy Jamar Chase from the LSU. You know, Tiger. Go Tiger. You feel me?
The Vikings make the playoffs?
Huh?
The Vikings make the playoffs?
No, I'm talking about Jamar Chase.
Oh, yes, that's right. I just want to say this because I put this on Twitter a few months ago or a couple months ago. I just want to say this because we're talking about right now. I wouldn't be surprised in the next couple of seasons if you know, the Bengals got rid of Boyd and Higgins, you know, or they didn't keep them around. And Justin Jefferson made his way to Cincinnati somehow, some way. I would not be surprised. And if Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson find some way to reconnect with Joe Burrow, I mean, that would be the coldest. We could be seeing a dynasty. The birth of a dynasty. Justin Jefferson can make his way to Cincinnati. I think he should be plotting his way to Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. That's a shoot Tiger. Yeah, go Tiger. I told people, I'm almost done with my scholarship from there. Oh, yeah, go Tiger. Let's get it. I told people, man.
How do you feel about my list?
I feel like it's solidified. I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know, like you did what you had to do with that. All right. Smooth. But Debo at 3, you know, come on, bro. You didn't went through, you know, all the statistics. Come on, bro. What would you really put him at? Come on, 3? 3?